It's Dominic Cortese, and of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortese. Call Cortese, your man for home improvement.
Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo. It's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortese with you. And a special show with a longtime friend, Jerry Sheldon, and Rick DeVita, who are part of the executive board of a new organization in town called Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Jerry and I go back several years to our days on the CEL alumni board, and then of course we got we were involved together at Habitat Buffalo,
where you
kind of ran the show for a while.
Yeah, I tried that.
And now you're on to new frontier.
Yeah. This Sleep in Heavenly Peace is an organization that we discovered a couple years ago, and it's near and dear to us because it has an impact on children,
mm-hmm.
and children are so important to us, and we're going to try to build beds for all the children in our community who are currently sleeping on the floor.
Now, you've identified that could be as many as 10,000.
Yes. When we first looked into this, we did some studies on our own and came up with that number. And then when we went out to Idaho, where the parent of Sleep in Heavenly Peace organization is, it kind of verified that our number wasn't far off.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we think there's as many as that many kids that need help.
Now, for the skeptics out there, you know, the question is, how do you go about vetting a likely candidate?
So the process is that the candidates would apply with an application that's online, and then it would come to the particular chapter that would service them. And so in the case of us, we're going to try to service the city of Buffalo. And we'll ask them some very general questions about their situation. Where do they live? How many children do they have? Where are the children sleeping now? Things of that nature. We do not get into anything about their religious beliefs. We do not get into anything about their financial situation. If we hear of a child that's sleeping on the floor or a child that's sleeping with mom or dad, we're going to help them.
Mm-hmm. So regardless of the reason. So in the show today, we're going to be learning about the process of building these beds, and we're also going to invite you to participate in the organization by volunteering your time, perhaps, writing a check, or maybe helping with some of the parts that they need to put these beds together. And we're going to learn about all of those this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. If you'd like to speak to us, we'd like to speak to you. The number is 803-0930. That's 803-0930. That is our text number as well. Outside Buffalo, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. And you can always contact me during the week. Email is best, hammertime@cortese.net. And check out the Cortese website. Everything we do is there. Our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, our small project division. And check out our website too, cortese.net, where you will follow along on the progress of our new building going up on Main Street in Clarence. And Jerry, I want to thank you for stopping by on Tuesday for our groundbreaking ceremony. We had quite the day. It was a beautiful weather day, and we had a surprise visitor. Were you there when our surprise visitor showed up?
No, but you had you told me, so go ahead and let everybody know.
So his very first official duty as our new congressman, Chris Jacobs, surprised us with a visit to help commemorate our special occasion. So we were very honored to have him. And, of course, we had Ed Rath there as well. We had all the town councilmen. And Dan Reiniga, my good buddy, was there, too, from Lakeshore Bank. So we're excited that we're off and running. And you can follow along on the progress by stopping on our website, cortese.net, or drive by. It's 9074 Main Street, on the north side of Main Street between Sheridan and Shimerville. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Another guy that was there, my paisano, Gabe Maddalena from Lakeshore Bank. We're excited that you were able to show up too, Gabe.
Yes, good morning, and what a beautiful evening that was.
Yep, and we're excited that Lakeshore Bank is our financial institution for funding the construction of the new Cortez headquarters.
Absolutely. You know, we not only do residential lending, but we do a lot of commercial lending. We have a strong commercial lending team that comes from many, many years of experience. And, you know, with local decisions made right here in Western New York, it's just the way to go.
Absolutely. And Dan Reiniga and Jeffrey Werdine were both there, along with you and Mary Holland, Scott Swan. All my friends from Lakeshore were there. And it just warmed our hearts to know that we're banking with a bank that cares about not only us, but our community.
Absolutely. You know, we're very proud to post our sign that says this property or this project is funded by Lakeshore Savings Bank, and we're proud to put that on many properties throughout Western New York.
There you go, Gabe. Now, we also have to mention that right now is the perfect time for you to finance your home renovation with a 2.5 fixed for 12 months home equity line of credit with zero cost, no application, no appraisal fee, no closing costs. It's totally free.
You know, that product continues to just kind of blow up our pipeline right now. Mm-hmm. Many people in Western New York are taking advantage of exactly what you said. 2.5% fixed for the first 12 months, no closing costs at all. And, you know, we're going to find equity in your house, and we're going to give you as much money as you need to get what project you want to get done, or if you want to consolidate debt, you want to get ready for tuition payments that are going to be starting up. Whatever your need is, Lakeshore has it for you.
There you go. Well said, Gabe. The Clarence branch where you are headquartered is on Transit Road. The phone number there, please.
688-6114.
And repeat that for us.
688-6114.
For 129 years, Lakeshore Bank, putting people first.
Lakeshore. Life is hard right now, but Western New York has dealt with adversity before. We will always move forward. We have courage. We fight back. We are defined by our determination and compassion. We share Buffalo love. We can do this, Buffalo. Let's work together and support our local businesses and heroes. Hashtag Move Buffalo Forward. Brought to you by Radio.com in partnership with Sanuvare, the COVID killer.
The best radio stations in America live on Radio.com. Atlanta's V103, number one for hip-hop and R&B. The world-famous 106.7 KROQ, LA and Orange County's alternative. Chicago's finest rock, 93 XRT. Alice at 97.3 with the Bay Area's best music and lots more. Find them and listen to what you want when you want on Radio.com, on your desktop, smart speakers, or the free Radio.com app.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Get your summer celebrations started and keep them going when you shop by the case at Outlet Liquor. Stock up on 1.5-liter size bottles of Woodbridge or Yellowtail wines for the everyday price of $9.99 a bottle when you buy a case. Or pick up a case of select Kim Crawford wines, 750-milliliter bottles, $11.99 every day. Mix and match your favorites from these great wines to create your perfect case. Stock up and save every day at Outlet Liquor in Depew.
What's your outlet?
Psst. Hey. Knees, you awake? I gotta talk to you.
Of course I'm awake, back. How could I sleep after the day we had? We can't lift stuff like we used to. We gotta do something about this.
I'll tell you what, tomorrow morning, I'm gonna make it real hard to get out of bed.
And if by some miracle we do get out of bed, I'm gonna make it impossible to walk around the house.
This is a good plan. I don't think we'll be hauling junk for a long time after this.
Hi, this is Dale Whitliff, the Junk King. If your back and knees are conspiring against you, Do them a favor. Call the Junk King. I'll take all the pressure off your back and knees by hauling your junk out for you. Homes, offices, garages, you name it, we'll haul it out for you.
Oh, now this is how you haul junk. Kicked back in your favorite recliner. Oh.
You said it. Now if only we could find the remote.
Call the Junk King at 888-888-JUNK or book online and save $20. Don't break your back. Give your back a break. Call the Junk King.
Everything for your garage in three easy steps. That's right. Step one, how about a new garage door? Increase the curb appeal of your home with a new energy-saving garage door and keep your family safe. Step two, how about a Gorilla garage floor and a beautiful flooring options that lasts a lifetime? They add up to beauty and aesthetics of your, to your garage, often the primary entry point of your home. Step three, how about organizing your garage with Gorilla garage organizing equipment? Shelving, cabinetry, hooks, and everything for your tools. That's right. Easy, three easy steps. And best of all, step one gets you $100 off a new garage door. Step two, when you do a garage door and a floor, you save $300 off. And how about this? Do all three, garage door, floor, and storage, and save $500. Yep, it pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio, doesn't it? Here's Joe Afalo's number, 715-6927. That's 715-6927. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:20 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio with Jerry Sheldon and Rick DeVita, a new organization in town called Sleep in Heavenly Peace, providing bedding and a bed with a mattress and sheets and blankets and pillows for children who go without a bed. And you'd never really stop to think that that was a need. But Jerry says that there's 10,000 children in Western New York sleeping on the floor or with a parent or on the couch. And that really truly identifies the need. You say that if you can get up to 500 beds a year, that would be a good goal.
Yeah, we have looked at what we think we can do with the space we have and with the volunteers we have, and quite frankly, without this becoming an overwhelming job for the executive team of our organization, we want to make sure that every volunteer that helps us enjoys what they do, they have a fun time, but yet we don't work them to the death.
Sure. It's a volunteer organization.
Right.
So let's talk about where you are.
So the hardest part we had in getting started was finding a home. And it was back in December of 2019 that I met Russ Fulton at Eastern Hills Mall. We had a great conversation, and Russ has been nothing but a gentleman and helped us get started. So we have a storefront within the mall as well as a warehouse behind it. So we have ample room to do builds of probably 20 to 40 beds at any given time.
And the long-term plans for Eastern Hills Mall may or may not affect you. You're not sure about that yet.
No, I don't know the future that well. I know from what we've been told that the plans out there may take a couple years to evolve.
Sure.
And so we'll have a home until then. But I also know that in terms of what the overall intent for that property is, that they want a mix of things. And the kind of nonprofit that we are, which offers engagement and involvement of people in the
right.
community, it's a perfect fit for
exactly.
them. And I think that that may be a long-term
imagine, home for us. Imagine there being a walking community where the opportunity for you to volunteer is right within your community.
Yes, yeah. exactly.
You know, and that's the big part of it. This is for the community to get involved. You know, it's not just us making beds. You know, we bring organizations like your company would come in, you'd make X amount of beds, and then we would then deliver them to the people that need the beds the most. So
that's great. So part of all of this is building a bed is the parts that we need. And now some of this you source nationally through the organization, i.e. the mattresses.
Right. right.
But other things you need to get locally.
Everything else we get locally. We source our lumber, which is basically 2x6s, 2x4s, and 1x4s is the sizes that we use to make beds. So we have to buy that lumber. A big component that we need is the hardware, the screws to screw the parts together. the lag bolts that hold the headboards to the side rails. And those are truthfully pretty expensive items for us. So we would love to find a source of a company or somebody who would like to work with us and help us reduce the cost of those parts.
So we're putting out our first appeal right now for anyone who might be in that business of bolts and lags, lagging screws, to help Jerry and Rick with the materials that they need for that. How would someone go about reaching you for that donation?
So there's a few ways. One is we have a Facebook page, SHP Buffalo. They could message us through there. They can contact me directly. My phone number is 716-570-3449. And the third is to go to the SHP Beds website and send us an email or a message through that.
And we'll repeat all of that throughout the show this Saturday morning here on WBEN. And we're going to highlight some events that are coming up, too, with the organization, too. So stay tuned for more of that. If you'd like to speak to Jerry about this right now, you can pick up the phone, Jerry or Rick, at 803-0930. If you'd like to learn more and have a conversation with us right now, you can do that, 803-0930. You can also text us at 803-0930. And if you're outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can write a question in there, and Jerry Craig will read it for us on the air. As we go to Niagara Falls and speak with Al. Good morning, Al. You're on WBEN.
Yes, hey. I have a slight problem. Somebody stripped a screw. It's on an outside faucet. Is it possible I could drill that out?
You may have to replace the whole hose bib, which shouldn't be too much of a challenge. They generally have a threaded attachment onto a threaded copper water line, but you will have to shut your water off. So that'll unscrew.
In other words, I shouldn't try to drill the screw out.
No, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You'll have to, it'll be a little elbow grease to get that off. And you want to make sure the water line's properly supported so you don't snap it. But that'll unscrew, and then you'll just screw the new hose bib on and attach it to the building, and you should be all set.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Al. 803-0930. That's the number for you here on WBEN. When you talk about the need for lag bolts and screws, how much is that per bed?
Well, in any given bed, we probably use, I think, almost 20 of the 5-inch lag screws, lag bolts, I should say, and then of the screws, which are an 1 5/8 length. I'm going to guess we use close to 75 to 80 screws.
Wow.
So
let's describe what the beds look like.
Okay. The beds are built primarily to be used as a bunk bed, but the top and bottom are mirror images of each other. So if a family needs a single bed, they just basically get the lower part. And the beds are made of, the headboards are made of 2x4s as the cross members and 1x4s as the uprights. There are 2x6 rails that support the mattress itself. We put on a slat support on the bottom, and then we put on 9 slats for the bed. Mattress goes on that, and then it's completed with all the linens and pillows.
So that's amazing to you actually include all the sheets and bedding and blankets and pillows.
Yeah, we have a committee of people right now that are out trying to find those donations as well. The donations have to be for a twin bed. They have to be brand new. And we encourage people to get things that a child would like, whether it's a Paw Patrol type display or unicorns or things of that nature. Because what we try to do when we talk to the families and talk to the moms and dads is find out what the child's interests are and try to get them bedding that matches that.
Hey, Dom, I have a question
on
Facebook.
Here.
So Trish is wondering, how do you apply for a bed?
Great question. The way you would do it is go to shpbeds.org, and then there's a link that says apply for a bed.
I have one more, actually, that just popped in when I was reading that one. Michael. I'm sorry, I can't even read. Michelle says, how do I donate bedding?
The donate betting would be similar to what I mentioned earlier about the hardware, and that is you can contact me at my phone number, and I will arrange to pick it up. You can go to the SHP Buffalo Facebook page, and there's you can message us there to arrange for a pickup. Those are probably the two ways, right, Rick?
Yeah, or I'll strap it right off at Eastern Hills at our shop. That would work out, too.
Where in the mall are you?
We're located right next to Duff's.
Okay.
We're a couple stores over from Duff's. So if you see Duff's on the outside, we have a door outside. But through the inside, too, you can get to us also.
Now, over the time that you've got going here, have you seen any parallel lines as to the reason why people need beds? Is it generally economic? Or I know you don't ask the question, but have you made that observation?
So what we're finding, and again, we have a small sample size at this point, but we're finding people that have been in a homeless situation and they now have an apartment, but they have no furniture, they have no bedding. We have people who have maybe had an issue with bed bugs in their house, mm-hmm. and they had to get rid of everything and they had to move, and again, they're starting over. We have people who are battling with cancer, and they have their own issues to deal with, but then they have children who don't have beds, and mm-hmm. they're wondering if we can help them out. So in the small sample size that we've had, we have, as you can see, a number of diverse issues
right.
that you know, they are all economic-based, but they're all different.
Mm-hmm. 803-0930, that's the number for you here on WBEN as we come up to the bottom of the hour, and we're approaching the top of the news. Brendan Keeney is standing by with the latest from the WBEN newsroom. And in the meantime, you can participate in the program by stacking up your questions at 803-0930 or writing them in on our Facebook Live broadcast on the WBEN Facebook page. Bottom of the hour, top of the news. Good morning, Brendan.
It's 10:30 from the WBEN newsroom. I'm Brendan Keeney, and here's what's happening. Dive rescue teams are working in Niagara County this morning, trying to find a missing man after a boat accident. Law enforcement says a boat hit something in the Erie Canal near Tonawanda Creek Road, and we'll have more details for you as this story develops. Reports out of Major League Baseball point to a possible shutdown if teams can't get COVID cases under control. Within the first week and a half of the shortened season, both the Marlins and Cardinals have experienced outbreaks. This morning showing no new tests, or positive tests that is, for the Marlins organization, but there are reports of several new cases within the Cardinals organization. President Donald Trump says he could take action as soon as today to ban TikTok, a popular Chinese-owned video app that has been a source of national security and censorship concerns. Some unemployed Americans say they don't know how they'll pay their next rent without the extra $600 in jobless benefits they've received in recent months. On Capitol Hill, there's still no deal on more coronavirus relief funding, but negotiations are expected to continue today. Now a look at the weekend forecast. Today, increasing clouds with a high about 89. Tonight, periods of rain and possible thunderstorms, a low of 73. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, and humid with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, a high in the low 80s. And then on Monday, humid with times of clouds and sun, a shower or thunderstorm in spots, arriving during the afternoon in the city with a high of 81 degrees. It's currently 79 and partly cloudy in Buffalo.
Hey folks, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom, make a lasting impression. Twin City also manufacturing sneeze guards for your restaurant and retail needs. Call them at 694-3300. That's 694-3300. They're in Willitzer Park. Make sure you tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
memories. When we lose a loved one, it's the memories that sustain us. At the Stone Art Memorial Company, we preserve those memories, ensuring that our loved ones are never forgotten. That's what we've been doing for more than 160 years. Family-owned and operated, Stone Art is Western New York's largest memorial company and the exclusive provider of the world's finest Rock of Ages granite memorials. American-made and guaranteed forever. Inspired by your memories, our skilled craftsmen would be honored to tell your family's story so that it will be preserved for generations to come. Stone Art's experienced, knowledgeable team will help you through the process, from design to installation, to ensure your memorial is a fitting tribute, one that will stand the test of time. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at 824-9278 or find us on the web at stoneartmemorial.com. The Stone Art Memorial Company, preserving memories.
Get comfortable with us. Get comfortable with us.
Folks, with boilers in your home, you get great heat in the winter, but in the summer, you're left to, well, boil. If another summer of sweating or surviving with those AC window shakers sounds unbearable, call Vastola today. David Bellavie here to let you know Vastola has great deals going on with manufacturer and national fuel rebates, along with veteran discounts to anyone who has served or is currently serving. And for all you baseboard and radiator people, Vastola has ductless and attic AC systems that can cool your entire house. Their high-velocity AC system is the same technology they use on space shuttles, so imagine what it could do in your older home. Just ask Vastola for a clear and complete proposal, and you'll get honest labor at a fair price. For service or replacement, call Vastola today.
Vastola Heating and Cooling.
Call 827-8652.
Get comfortable with us.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. And that includes comfortable pricing, too. Shop Town & Country's brand new line of American-made affordable furniture. Amazing options at prices you're used to seeing in lower quality furniture made in other countries. So whether you're shopping highest quality American-made furniture or you're looking for that American craftsmanship at a lower price, hurry into Town & Country and save even more on our American-made affordable collection when you take advantage of our cash and carry program. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Replace your windows and doors with a simple plan in 5 easy steps. First, evaluate. Is it really time to replace? Second, select. And of course, you want to select Marvin Windows and Doors. You want to head over to Big L on William Street in Cheektowaga or give them a call at 895-8484, where they will do step 3, consult with you, leading to step 4, their installation, and lastly, step 5, you enjoy your new windows and your relationship now with Big L. Of course, Bill Horbert Sr., a good buddy of mine, and they have been around for a while, like us, and we're proud of our relationship. In fact, when we went to choose a window for the new Cortez headquarters, yeah, we didn't look very far. They are going to be clad with Marvin windows. We're also going to have some unique doors inside that you've got to see to believe, including a bifolding patio door. That's right, a bifolding patio door. We've been friends for a long time, and Bill Horbert, like us, stands behind all of their work. And in a nutshell, that's what Bill's saying is, just do the right thing. If you want to schedule an appointment, give them a call, 895-8484. Stop in on William Street, not too far from the Thruway in Cheektowaga. Tell them Dominic sent you, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:38 is the time here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio with Jerry Sheldon and Rick DeVita from an organization called Sleep in Heavenly Peace. And you can participate in the program by giving us a call at 803-0930. By the way, the Lobster Fest drive-thru was a great success. We have 1,000 lobsters delivered this morning to the Clarence Town Park. And the drive-through starts at 4 o'clock. We are sold out, unfortunately, so we cannot offer any walk-up sales. But at 7:30 tonight, we'll be drawing the big Porsche winner. So you can watch that on Facebook Live, too, on the Clarence Rotary Facebook page. That's tonight at 7:30 to see who won the Porsche or who's taking the cash, $45,000. So we're talking about building beds for children. And when we talk about children, do we talk about a specific age range?
Yeah, great question. We are covering the ages of 3 to 17.
Okay. So formative years up to up to high school. Now, the participation of the public, again, we talked about volunteering your time. That's great. But what if somebody wants to write a check?
Well, a couple different ways. The best way is probably to send it to our corporate office. It's at 60 Brentwood South. It's Amherst, 14228. Just put it to Sleep in Heavenly Peace, and we'll take care of it from there.
Okay. Can someone go online and also make a donation?
We can. We've gone through Facebook and have done donations that way also, but that would probably be the best way is just to write a check.
And cash is always, not literally cash, but a donation is always going to go a long way to help fund the mission, correct?
Yes. I want to just reiterate, we are a total volunteer organization.
All right.
Our overhead is very low, so the majority of the money you give us is going to help a kid get off the floor.
How are you going about paying for the rent right now?
We have arranged a great situation with the mall, so our rent is virtually nothing.
Okay.
And so we're covering our utilities and the kind of cost you would have with owning or renting a structure.
To Chictawaga we go, and good morning, Don. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. I have a little different question, but
sure.
We have hot water heat. We had central air conditioning added to a two-story home.
Mm-hmm.
The air pickup or whatever recirculating comes from the basement floor and picking up a lot of dust and odors. Is there anything you can suggest that would help us with this?
Interesting. So your unit is where? Your air handling unit?
Basement.
The air handler is in the basement.
Yes, and it draws off basically off the floor.
And is there not a MERV 11 filter in line?
We've tried some of these high filters, and it just blocks too much airflow.
Okay. I use a 4-inch thick 20x20 MERV 11 in my air handler. I have exactly the same situation as you. My air handler, however, is in the attic. And it induces air from a register, and then it draws into the unit. So that seems to be working for us well, and I don't know whether it's the filter or the location that might be the difference. If you open up your filter door, how big of a space is there?
Oh, it's only a standard, 1-inch
okay.
filter?
Okay. Yeah, for whatever reason, my air handler has a 4-inch slot for a 4-inch, as they say, 20x20 MERV 11 filter, and it does seem to capture. You know, there's never any issue with odors. So you're getting odors and you're getting dust?
Stagnant odor and dust.
Hmm.
Oh.
You may want to look into having fresh air induced into the unit with a line that's brought in from outdoors. So how old is this system?
About 6 years old.
Okay. I would contact the company that put it in for you. Tell them about the problem you're having and that we spoke about possibly having fresh air induced from outdoors.
Okay.
I bet you that solves the problem.
Dehumidifier or dehumidifier help?
I don't think it's going to help with the musty smell that's coming from the... Well, yeah, of course, drying the basement out might help, but it's not going to take away from the dustiness. That's an inherent issue from the basement that's drawing air from that environment. So, yeah, dehumidifying the basement air is certainly going to help for sure, but I think better than that is inducing fresh air from the outside.
Would you recommend a humidifier?
Not a humidifier, a dehumidifier.
A dehumidifier.
Yeah.
But not an air purificator.
No, I think, again, your issue is moisture. So drawing fresh air from outside is going to probably eliminate that issue.
So fresh air-induced outdoors, call our manufacturer.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, guys, thanks for that call. Yeah, appreciate it. We get calls like that all the time. The wife says, no, you call. And then she makes the husband call. And then she's in the background making sure he doesn't say it wrong.
That's how it works at my house.
So why don't they just call in the first place? She ended up talking anyway, so there we go. I hope we solved their problem. 803-0930, if we can solve your problem. And how about helping solve the problem of building beds for children around Western New York by participating with Sleep in Heavenly Peace? The Facebook page, by the way, is SHP Buffalo. That's the Facebook page. Go to Facebook and just type in SHP Buffalo and it'll pop up. We are broadcasting on Facebook Live on their page as well as the WBEN page. So you can see the broadcast there or call us, as I say, 803-0930. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, our good friend Peter Gordon has a big day today, and his son Ben is getting married, and we congratulate you, Peter. And how's everything going on the wedding day?
Fine, you know, a lot of prep, but yeah, we're good. We're ready to roll. And I will say, the challenges of having a COVID wedding, we are applying the technology. We have five of the medical-grade air purifiers, which essentially vaporize the coronavirus.
Sure.
I had relatives coming in from out of state, but by car, and they were apprehensive with the whole thing. And when I laid out the protocol, what we were doing in the sanctuary and then where we're having the luncheon, which is in another room, the main sanctuary, and then there's also tents outside, of course, everybody was very comfortable, and it's amazing technology.
Yeah, it is a challenging time to have a big event, and certainly almost makes you think about postponing everything, which I'm glad you didn't. And you got, looks like a nice weather day too.
Yeah.
And we just had a caller, Peter. You may have heard it about dehumidifying their basement, and another important component to fresh air is not breathing moist air, and the dehumidifier whole house model is a great way of doing that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we've had more traction with that this summer just because we have had a lot of humidity. And then the thing is people get them, you know, and frankly, the people are apprehensive. They're going, that's some, you know, it's four times the cost of a Chinese fire
station, right?
Big box. But what we've done is, and careful studies, is it pays for itself energy-wise.
That's right.
3.5 years. But realistically, it pays for itself in about 2 years. Because you're not putting the Chinese fire starter out to the curb in 3 years.
That's right. Or risking a fire from that.
Yeah, 5-year bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 10-year lifespan. So
okay.
it's the biggest difference is it works.
There you go. And it works well. I can testify to that. Of course, we also want to mention the patented column duct cleaning system that Indoor Air has that'll blast all the gunk off your ductwork and suck it out and leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel, a great way to make sure you breathe clean air that travels through your ductwork.
Absolutely, yeah. And this is it's taken us by surprise or by storm a little bit because we're booking out till the end of August right now, and usually it's like mid-August, we start talking about beat the fall rush.
Mm-hmm.
That ship has sailed for sure.
683-3000, that's the number. 683-3000. Peter, what's the discount?
All right, so we have Dave Guetti manning the phones today, and he's going to be able to set you up for $36 off on duct cleaning. However, there's no backlog on the high-capacity dehumidifiers or the medical-grade air purifiers, both the portables and the ones that are central to your furnace. And those you can get $300 off on.
Wow, great discounts on a wedding day. Congratulations to Ben.
So much.
Yep. Have a great day, Peter. Indoor Air Professional, 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier
with Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Hey, it's
Hans Bauerle. Let's talk about the trees on your property and whether it's your residence or your business. If you have any concerns with trees, the only tree service I recommend is AJ's Tree Service. With the warm weather, you might be polishing the look of your yard, or you might have an urgent situation where trees are threatening property damage. AJ's Tree Service handles every scenario regarding trees. Tree trimming, tree removal, tree pruning, and AJ's Tree Service now has a free summer assessment. And if you do have a tree issue, just call AJ's Tree Service. They'll come out to evaluate your trees and shrubs, and their analysis is honest and free. AJ's Tree Service. Oh, don't forget, when you have high winds and storms, AJ's Tree Service is the premier tree emergency go-to company. For a free summer assessment of your trees, AJ's Tree Service, 908-1282. 908-1282. AJ's Tree Service.
As you near retirement or turn 65, Medicare can bring up a lot of questions. That's why Univera Healthcare is committed to bringing you answers. We'll make it easier to understand your options from the comfort of your home with a team of Medicare experts that's just one call away. And when you're ready to choose a plan, we can help you there too with affordable options including plans starting as low as $0 per month. Backed by the support of a local company that's committed to caring for Western New York. So if you're retiring or turning 65, turn to Univera, and we'll help you make the right choice with confidence. Call us at 800-697-0700 or visit univeraformedicare.com to get started. Univera Healthcare is an HMO plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Univera Healthcare depends on contract renewal. You must continue to pay Medicare Part B premium. Our health plan complies with applicable federal civil rights laws and does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, age, disability, or sex.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary, subject to terms and conditions.
If you run a small business, every penny counts. So saving up to 30% on your workers' comp insurance is a big deal. That's why you need a workers' comp rate check from PI Insurance. Now available for small business owners in your area. Workers' comp insurance rates can vary, and yours may have changed since you got your current policy. That's why PI Insurance invites you to get a quick online quote right from your computer or smartphone. Simply go to PIinsurance.com, and you'll know in just minutes if you're overpaying. PI Insurance was built a better way to make workers' comp a no-brainer with an easy online experience and outstanding service. PI Insurance helps protect your business and your employees. Plus, it could save you up to 30%. Do yourself a favor. Find out if your small business is overpaying for workers' comp insurance. Check your rate today and see how much you can save at PIinsurance.com. That's PIeinsurance.com.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortese here, and you've heard me talk about a great value that a new roof is from Ava Roofing for years, but now Ava has an even better value for you. How about free? Yeah, that's right. Ava Roofing is giving away a roof, and all you have to do is enter online, click a few buttons, go to avaroofing.com. Yep, click the free roof giveaway tab, fill it out, and that's it. You're entered. But guess what? There are 8 more ways to enter and earn over 1,000 additional chances to win. For example, when you like their free roof giveaway post on Facebook, you'll get another entry. Comment on it and you'll get 1 more. Share it and you'll get 5 more. And if you complete all 8 methods to enter, you'll get 500 bonus entries. Imagine over 1,000 chances to win a new roof. Now that's great value. Go to avaroofing.com. To enter today. No purchase is necessary, and there are no gimmicks here, folks. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. That's 990-4793. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
10:52 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortese winding our way up to 11 o'clock and news. And, of course, Jerry Sheldon and Rick DeVita, my guests for the hour from Sleep in Heavenly Peace. As far as volunteers go, they've got some categories you may be interested in maybe applying your expertise. And that would be starting with the build team. Talk about what the build team does.
So we have a shop location now that we have set up probably six or eight distinct stations for putting these beds together. We have a number of people who have come in and worked with us. We've built about 20 beds to date, so that they're familiar with every aspect of how one of these beds go together, mm-hmm. and then they can help train the community when the community comes in to build them.
And of course, then we have a delivery team.
The delivery team is hopefully going to be very active in the very near future. Mm-hmm. We will be sending out groups of 3 to 4 people who will go to the residents. They will... we have a COVID plan in place to make mm-hmm. sure everybody is safe, but we would go in, we would set up the bed, we would make sure the family knows how to put the linens on. We used to do that in conjunction with the kids, but in today's world, we're leaving that behind
sure.
for them to make the bed up themselves.
And then there's the bedding team.
The bedding team is a group of folks who are going to help us go out and source all the bedding that we need. We want to try to have a significant inventory of that so that if a mom calls and said her son is into Paw Patrol, we have some sheets
sure.
that would copy that.
And keep in mind, folks, we need fasteners, and Jerry in Grand Island is calling about that. Good morning, Jerry. You're on WBEN.
Hi, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I heard you asking for a company that may have nuts and screws and bolts.
Yes. What do you know?
If you could have somebody call a company called Two Way Fasteners.
Okay. Are you affiliated with them?
They're right off the board.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll write that name down.
Thank you very much.
Two Way Fasteners.
Yep, thank you.
And we'll look into that being a possible source for fasteners. And maybe if we say that Jerry sent us, we can get them for a low price or no price. To Buffalo and Anthony, good morning. You're next.
Good morning. I have a sewer line question for you.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I've been in my house for 20 years, and I say once, maybe every 5 years, I get a buildup of sludge in my sewer line, and they have to snake it out.
Okay.
That just happened to me this past week. But the problem this time is that awful smell that comes from it is still in the house. Is that an indication of another problem, or is that normal?
So the first thing that comes to mind is the possibility that there is the lack of a sewer vent. A sewer vent would vent the sewer gases out into the atmosphere and prevent them from backing into the house.
Now, there's one in the front yard.
Okay. So that's not doing the trick.
Okay.
So the line itself, do you have any sense of its size or of its material?
No, I don't. And this house was built in 1927.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that whatever old type...
Yeah, probably cast iron is my guess. Possibly could it be clay tile, although I don't think we'd see clay tile survive from the 20s till today. That's 100 years. So... I don't know. I think you might have a bigger problem than that. I think it may be the material itself may be in some way decomposing, and maybe we're getting the sewer gas that way and back into the basement. So we've lost integrity to the line. If there's a vent in the lawn, then I would think that the line itself is suspect.
Okay.
So have you had a sewer contractor look at this yet?
Not really, no.
Okay. So, yeah, we need to get some estimates and have it assessed. And you can talk about the issue of odor. When you talk about the sludge being cleaned out, who's doing that for you?
It's been a couple of different companies over the years that they specialize in cleaning out sewer lines.
So they're doing it from your basement out to the main?
Well, actually, they go to the vent in the front yard.
Okay.
Do it
yeah.
there, yeah.
Yeah. And have any of them said anything about the integrity of the line?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, that's encouraging, although something has got to be leading the odor back into the house. And other than the vent, I don't know what else that could be.
Okay.
You do not have any active water leaking into the basement, do you?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, I would think we need to have more of an integrity inspection done on the line to make sure there aren't any breaks or cracks.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good luck, Anthony.
Thank you.
Yep. It's always hard to try and figure out what could possibly be going wrong with a situation like that, but getting eyes on it is usually the best advice. Well, in time we have left, we want to make sure we wrap things up with our friends from Sleep in Heavenly Peace. And again, if people would like to volunteer, they can do that.
Yes, we are always looking for help in any of the committees that were mentioned, whether it's building, delivering, sourcing bedding. We have a development marketing group as well, and also help with coordinating volunteers. Mm-hmm. You know, Western New York is blessed with a wealth of generous people, but our guess is that many of them don't realize how many children go to bed on the floor or sleep
until
on a pile of rags.
Me, I had no idea.
We don't have a nonprofit in our community that was focused on that, and now we do, and we're here to help, so please reach out and try to help us.
And when we went to Idaho, that part of we delivered a bed actually to a family, and it was so emotional. Those kids, there was a pile of clothes that they were actually sleeping on in the corner. And when they saw us assemble the bed, I mean, if you could have seen the look on their faces,
it
was very emotional.
Jerry's phone number is 570-3449. The email address, jerry.sheldon@shipbeds.org.
No, SHP.
Oh. No, okay, shpbeds.org. You gave me bad information. It's shpbeds.org. And how about a website?
The basic website for the organization is shpbeds.org. Our specific only link is on Facebook, right, Rick?
That's correct.
Okay. So have a great week, everybody, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the Lobster Fest drive-through and the big Porsche raffle tonight. Anything else you want to squeeze in?
Well, just real quick, there's two big things. We have an open house on Saturday, August 29th, so you can come to Eastern Hills. It's between 10 and 2 p.m., and you can check out and see our facilities.
Great.
And then the national chapter is doing a Bunks Across America on September 26th. That's when all the chapters will build beds for kids.
Okay.
And we're going to be involved in it also.
Great. So I hope we encourage some of the listening audience to participate in this wonderful organization. Hats off to you, Jerry, for finding a new cause.
Yeah, it's glad to see you again, and I appreciate you helping to spread the word.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
My pleasure. Great meeting you, Rick. Okay. Have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you, as I said, at the Lobster Fest drive-thru and right back here next Saturday morning, where we have been since 1989. Have a great week. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch. It's a cinch.